Kevin, describe what happened on the last episode.
Previously on Homebrew Detritus.
No, I mean like...
Get some stuff.
Then actually elaborate.
But the climax was utter black. There was like hints of movement. You couldn't see
anything happening. Yeah, they ran out of budget. Happening. Ran out of budget. They can't all be snakes on a plane.
Shut up about that movie lately.
What you are face to face now with is a boggle.
Boggle?
Yeah, they are,
Peggy Hill.
Yeah. A fun crossword puzzle.
Yeah. Kevin, the one that's on you turns around. You can see it. A spark of intelligence goes through you and it attempts to bull rush you.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh no.
Who knew?
27. Is Mr. Bobo still out there on the table? Please tell me I can save Mr. Bobo and my spell book. And we'll figure out all that stupid shit next episode.
Mr. Bobo's dead.
What do you remember about
the recap?
Give me a recap.
We were in the middle of a fight, and then we fought the what turned into Bogarts, Bogans,
Boggles.
Boggles, there it is. And they were dressed up as the scarecrows and had other scarecrows defending the shop that we are in.
That we're trespassing here.
Are we the baddies?
The legality here is a little vague.
One of the most
pretty good, Kevin.
One of the most fun things I've ever done as a game master was push a character into someone else's party member's hole, and you just completely didn't mention that at all.
I don't remember that happening.
Well, I don't. Yeah, that part I didn't want to talk over our rookie spellcaster with his pits. No professional like that good old Grapple Cadabra.
Well, the reason I asked you to tell me, to give me a description, is because I remember we used to not record these, and sometimes we would miss several weeks, and there would be that group discussion. What happened
last week?
3 weeks ago, last time we played. And everybody's, like, the main story points would be there, but everybody else's view would be, or memory of it would be slightly different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Which
I based on what they did.
Yeah. Just kind of fun. But now we can just go back and watch them. Or if you edit them, you can go back and watch them 8 or 9 times until they're ready to go up on YouTube.
And again.
Speaking of editing, well, no, let's not do that one first. Let's speak of the Forsaken Throne has hit a semi-conclusion for our live stories.
Our live dead characters.
Yeah, so we're going to take a little bit of a live streaming hiatus, possibly, and work on doing one-shots of, like, many different campaigns. I know there's a lot of other places that do it, but I think we'll be way more entertaining than they are. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
We are.
And Terrence has been fortunate enough to come across some fun underground systems that we want to try out live. I'm hoping I can convince some of the rest of y'all to run some games.
I got a Starfinder idea up my sleeve that I'm working on.
Starfinder, we've played Savage Worlds before. We had fun with that. We did the Monster Hunter International module for that one. That was fun.
I've
got a Equestrian Tale module I could run.
Yeah.
I'd play it. Fuck it. Whatever.
Yeah. I'll play a My Little Pony game. Whatever.
Basically Savage World, except it's prettier, more colorful. I mean, everybody's
who knows?
Happy.
It may awaken something in me. Joy.
Didn't we do a Delta Force Green or something along that?
Delta Force Green.
Yes. I know it was.
Exactly. I'm not going to knock Kevin tonight. That was a pretty good, you know, recollection of
that's
the
that's
last
close
event.
To perfectly almost impeccable recall for Kevin right there. That's like,
I mean, that I mean, sounds
well,
like the 80s,
considering
80s
I didn't
movie
play ever. It, I didn't participate in that live stream because that might have been my honeymoon.
Yeah,
probably. I didn't participate in that live stream to my memory, but I know
he was there.
I was there at the beginning.
That was Terrence's birthday, so I threw together a short story and we threw Delta Green rules over it. And I don't know them that well, but I think we had fun.
Yeah. Oh, I had a blast. I love driving that car through the trailer and killing most of my teammates.
There was a spike pit in a trailer.
Yeah.
I remember the last thing I actually remember is getting shot in the face by a shotgun trap and dying, though you kind of hand waved it.
Mm-hmm. check our playlist. It's under the live shows, I believe. We also did Morkborg. We did a Morkborg one shot, which Matt hated, but then I turned into a cartoon.
I like the cartoon.
And I like it enough to play Morkborg again.
I like the cartoon.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. We'll be testing Cyborg when that finally drops.
Looking forward to that.
Kickstarter was this past Saturday of our recording. I think it looks dope. I love the artwork. I hope the book is as cool as the original book, because that book is
basically
fantastically hard to look at. Yeah, it's fun to look at for a while.
I hope it's RoboCop. That's what I hope it is. Just a dystopian nightmare.
I hope it's basically Necromunda.
That would be awesome.
I don't know what that is.
I think this is Eric.
Necromunda is the 40K universe, but it's like the non-genetically engineered space marines and their enemy.
Basically, everybody's a ganger inside a huge arcology, and it's just really violent. And mm-hmm.
This airs during Thanksgiving week. Is this the day before Thanksgiving?
No, Happy mm-hmm. Turkey Day.
Yeah.
So, just in case you watch just this show exclusively, I want to see. I'm proud of this trailer I made for the next cartoon that's coming out, and I want to go ahead and put it on this episode.
All right, fire away.
I'm going to make you all watch it.
Wow, that was awesome.
I think he's actually going to make
us
watch
it.
I'm
going
to make you
right?
actually watch
it. Yeah. Wait, what?
Well, now there's reactions to it.
I didn't sign on for this.
Everybody mute yourselves so that you can hear the music.
You ain't got to mute yourself. I can cut all that out afterwards. Just shut up and watch it.
Yeah. Looks good already.
Did you do that blood animation yourself? Did you do every frame of that?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. The goblin's head exploding. I framed that. That real sick good. Flying kick that Alicia does.
That made me think of like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the first one.
I love the music. Music is dope.
That's Monument Studios.
If you watch our Morpork animation, you'll see a little reused asset in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, stop definitely it. I didn't notice that, too.
Oh, yeah, so no, reuse the asset. Don't off
that table.
Mm-hmm. So we recorded a one-shot like 3 months ago now, maybe four.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Ran it. He was still very new. I think he's run two more games since then. So it was like the third game ever he's run.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think so. I did the jelly one. I did the really bad clockwork one. And then I did this one.
Mm-hmm.
No, that clockwork one was fun.
Was I involved in the clockwork one?
I don't know. Go back and watch
that one. The puzzle one.
You were playing your cleric, Verisimilitude, again.
Oh, yeah. And I was hammered drunk, I think.
But that took until now to get to that level. Animation is a long, grueling process, and you can tell the budget for this was $0. However,
can you tell it well? How bad of a mood I was in? Like, I know you could tell when you were listening, but can you tell on the cartoon?
I cut a lot of that out. But there's still a lot of it in there.
I was in a bad mood, so I just got shit-faced, and it was fun.
I think I've deleted four times where Noob asked a question. You went, oh, so shot 30, and then you could just hear the bottle clanging around. And I was like, I'm just going to cut all that out. I should have found a way to work it in there since you're a monk. You could have just been a drunken monk, but that's, you know, too late.
That's effort.
Well, she was playing drunken monk in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
She was drunkenly playing a monk. A little difference.
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh. I mean, we're all in a bad mood sometimes. Like, I might have been a little testy last week.
When you tried to kill all of us and successfully killed what?
I think some of us would disagree with you.
Three quarters of the party.
Don't spoil it.
It's been up for a week.
It was a live show.
Yeah, it's already on the channel. It's just...
I've never been in a bad mood on the show because I'm perfect.
You're always feelings down with the marijuana.
Yeah, I thought you're always stoned on the show, though.
Yeah, prove that.
I mean, I can't.
I'm playing a character right now. My real name is Theodore Roosevelt, and I am a academic in the field of mathematics.
My name is Theodore Roosevelt, and I'm a dead former president.
Like, you just picked like the least Theodore Roosevelt thing to be an expert in the world. Like, oh, the math whiz, Theodore Roosevelt. When in fact, he was eating beef and shooting things with.
I'm going to get back to
Rough character. Rider.
He did like Sudoku and stuff in his downtime, right?
Sudoku.
I think it was Senpuku.
Yeah, I like my cup. I need to get another one.
I got a mouse pad this week.
I saw that.
That's really cool. You too can own a homebrew to try this mouse pad.
Yeah, link below.
I wish they put the logo like on the side, like instead of like on the end. It's like on the end. But it looks really good. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see that. But
that's a high quality picture on that mug.
Dishwasher safe.
Good to know. That is good information.
I mean, it is because you buy shit sometimes and then you put it in the dishwasher and you get it out and it's like, it's all, you know, screwed.
Melted.
Root.
Yeah, I did that to I had a big teacup that was a D20 dice and I put it in the dishwasher and nope.
Did it roll a natural one in there? I'm not sure what.
Yeah, it just melted. It like melted all the parts that were numbers.
Came out as a D4. It's very weird.
It's hard to drink out of.
Yeah, the point was on the bottom. It's real stupid.
Well, no, the first time he did it, it reduced down to a D12, and then it went to the D10.
It's a depletion mug. I see.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
We're going to play this game.
Right.
I want you all to get in the headspace of... Shut up, Kevin. I want you all to get in the headspace.
Shut up, Kevin. Shut up, Kevin.
Role play. Good. R O L L. It's a really old Kevin joke.
You did it wrong. It's R O O L.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't thinking to correct him.
Oh. You were playing.
Yeah.
That is an old joke.
Which is kind of what Pathfinder is. It's rule playing. You know the rules.
That's also not R-O-L, so.
Yeah.
It's R-U-L-E.
Hey.
That's my next character's name is R-O-O-L.
Rule.
Rule. Spells moon.
Yes.
R-O-O-L, that spells moon.
He'll just be a character full of Stephen King tropes. Cool.
Yeah.
I am both an alcoholic writer and a special needs psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it. That's all Complexity. The Stephen King right there.
Yeah, find me a book that he wrote that doesn't have that in there.
Cujo, no.
No, he definitely has a cast.
Yeah.
How else are you going to pump out 80 books a year?
There's gold. There's some gold. He does some gold. I like Stephen King. I pick on the ones I like.
He does some gold, and you know what? The rest is silver, so fuck it. It's wonderful.
I'm just mean to the ones I don't like. Looking at you, George R.R. Martin from last episode. The one before. I can't remember when I was talking
to you. I thought you were about to shit on the Tommyknockers again.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. Sticks with you, though.
Before I so far to banter, I'd say there's plenty of examples of books or video games or something that's not a movie that they turn into a movie and it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But how many things have been a book first and then a better movie later?
Jurassic Park 2.
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter, the movie's not better than the video game.
No, but it's better than the book.
Is there a book?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it came with a book a long time ago.
I'm sure there's
just a move sheet that came with the NES cartridge. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Some of those
backstories.
Some of those old ones had like some really cool, fun stories in them.
Yeah.
A B A B up down forward. I don't get this book at all.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the themes? Where's the subtext?
Why am I fighting? Why do I care?
When we last left off. Transition. You were in a hut, home, maybe a restaurant in this icy part of the Feywilds. You would come in through the front. You'd seen scarecrows decorated along the Dorian. The first thing he did was poke one with a sword to see if it was alive or not, and thus the combat began.
It was alive.
Well, as alive as that a construct
scared
can.
Scared him.
I don't like that. I don't waste time speculating.
It scared him a lot.
You fought your way through those first two. Then you made your way into the back room, where there was a smorgasbord of more scarecrows. And then two doors out of the three opened, and two more scarecrows came out that turned out to be a popular board game that people play here called Boggles.
Oh yeah, never played that.
Isn't Boggle a board game?
Yeah, but I've never played it.
Shake up the letters, or you hit a thing, it makes silk. Yeah, it's, make it's, words.
Shake, you shake the letters, and when
I thought
they
it was Scrabble,
down,
but with numbers.
It's a word find.
Oh
yeah,
but in this
see
world,
how many words you can find?
A boggle is a lizard humanoid type thing that can shape shift into a scarecrow, and then murder people that is around it.
Cool. Not a lizard. It's a goat.
Huh?
It's a goat, not a lizard.
It's homebrew. It can be the fucking
whatever. Yeah.
The flash.
I just listened to it earlier, and you're like, "Why do I keep calling them lizards?"
Flash, I keep calling them skeletons too. I don't know. My brain's
flash fun. A picture of it during the editing and let people decide in the comments what the fuck it is.
Yeah, but if I put the picture up and it's actually a goat and I know that I'm wrong, then I just don't want the comments filled with people telling me I'm wrong.
Oh no, I'll be there to tell you you're wrong. You know,
I hope
it's the only comment I ever get from you.
Count on Terrence.
During the course of this battle, the third door opened and another scarecrow poked its head out, but this one, instead of attacking, attempted to communicate with Sonder, who was the closest. It only ceased communicating with her when it hilariously saw Razbad fall in that pit trap. But then it feverishly went back to trying to explain to her that it was not violent. And that is where we left off. It was speaking Sylvan fluently, and it was having a hard time with Comet.
And it's got a pumpkin head.
It has a pumpkin head.
Isn't that a slasher movie, Pumpkinhead?
I call out if I can hear. I can see this, right?
Yeah, yeah. At this point, the combat has ended.
I will let the creature know, in his language. I speak your language, if you want. If you find that more comfortable.
Oh, for eons, I've not spoken to anyone for eons. It feels anyway, eons. Bobo, and he opens the door further to step out. Sandra, you're there next to him. You can see he's in tattered clothes or straw sticking out of him. But it's a mobile construct looking scarecrow. And it goes to step past you to that table that I believe I told you had the monkey skeleton on it and the open book.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll translate anything he's saying to the group. Just put that out there.
Okay.
Was this creature a friend of yours? Your familiar?
You see him lock eyes with the table, he slumps over. And a horrible comes from his mouth. And he goes up to the skeleton and starts like trying to cradle them. The sad, dry cry from this strange construct.
I hate to see a grown gourd cry like that.
Once Vladrost makes sure that this is not a threat, he slumps down onto the floor and just kind of sits there staring in the middle distance, fatigued.
Anyone else?
I will give the scarecrow a minute. You got me doing it.
It's not just me.
and quietly address the group. What do you think? What do you want me to ask him?
Why was he trapped here?
Are you the only one in the group that speaks Sylvan?
I speak Sylvan as well, but he's speaking for the group.
Okay.
Well, you can speak.
I don't mind. He's got a better charisma than me anyway.
And then we'll ask him who he is and how he came to be trapped here.
Ask him if he can heal.
He's crying right now.
Do you need healing? I can do that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay. I can do that.
I was going to say to wait for a diplomatic moment to slip it into the conversation, but I understand tears and emotions. They are things that exist.
I don't think those are tears. I think those are pumpkin seeds.
Clank, 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 clank. They bounce off the cobble floor. His head shrinks a little from the weight loss.
If we collect those and throw them into an oven with a little bit of salt and pepper, they are perfect.
Yes, baked sadness. My name is Dorian Honeybright. My name is... I don't actually know my name, but you can call me Dorian Honeybright.
It's a long moment. This thing sitting in the chair with the skeletal remains of its familiar in its lap. Before it looks up and goes,
yes, sorry. My emotions got the better of me. My name is Theron. Theron McSliverai.
Oh. don't mean to be indelicate, sir, but I point directly at his body. I'm like, were you always like this? Is this your natural state of being?
No, but it is the cause of years and years of torment, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm.
Do elaborate.
Takes a minute to collect himself. He very carefully takes the remains, places it back next to the book, and then one hand delicately moves over this old tome. Anybody who would like to give me a perception check?
24.
Okay.
16.
29.
Okay.
There it is.
16.
Those of you over 20 and magical types, which I think are the three that got over 20 anyway, you can tell that this appears to be a type of wizard's spell book. The pages are old, but seem magically well kept. The book is a worn leather, but you can see arcane scriptures written through it. Those of you who can speak Sylvan can also read it. So you can read some of the arcane literature he has written down there just in glancing as he's casually flipping through the pages. And then he begins to tell his tale.
Does Nim notice if any of them stand out as being overtly evil spells?
No, but you catch a lot of... Your perception was over 25, wasn't it?
Yeah, 24.
Or 25.
11 and a 14, yeah, so 25.
25. Okay, so yeah, you pick out a few phrases. You see the term about souls and transfers pop up a lot. You can recognize a lot of low-level conjuration magics towards the beginning of the book, and as he gets further in, you can see higher-level conjuration spells, some that you've not seen or heard of before. And then there's a few dabbles of enchantments and abjuration, but mostly conjuration. I came to the Feywilds a long time ago. It was an old man, human man, believe it or not. I'd come across some arcane scriptures that gave me hope. I had fellow travelers of knowledge who knew of liches and things of darker natures for eternal life, but that never appealed to me. The construct, though, to live your move your soul into a construct's body, that appealed to me very much. I came here for the power the Feywilds possess, the strange magics, and I began to do my test on the Fey creatures here. You've come across some and slaughtered them, probably for the best. The transference wiped away their personalities. The last spell I cast was the one that put me into this body, but it had made Mr. Bobo here sick. I tried to care for him, but through my haze, those other creatures that appeared to be scarecrows had infiltrated my home, pretending to be some of my past experiments. They locked me away in that back door there, when they've been luring in travelers and killing them for quite some time.
Well,
those weren't your experiments that we just destroyed.
The two boggles that you killed were not. They were trickster demons of this Fey world.
So you are saying that this home invasion was ultimately a good thing?
Yes, I am.
I mean, maybe if you feel like this guy that's been, you know, transferring the souls out of Fey creatures into constructs.
I mean, they're Fey.
Not that I can judge, but your experimentation sounds deeply unethical.
Unethical to some, maybe. These creatures were forced into it against their will.
That was the question I was going to ask. If they were willing, I see no problem with a bit of soul shell game. Mm-hmm. I rolled a 17 on my sense motive while he was telling his story, though, as I was listening.
Okay.
Which probably doesn't mean I know anything. But,
he seems mostly honest until you asked him that question about against their will. There might be some hesitancy there, but you can't pick up on what he's hesitant about.
Well, he's likely some sort of swindler.
Is this still all going on in Sylvan?
Like I said, no, I'm translating anything. Like I said, I'm translating directly to the...
Yeah, but if you want to... Oh, so do you speak Sylvan, Vladros?
Nope. So that was a pointless
thing
for us to do.
I will, I'm, like I said, I'm acting as interpreter.
Right, but to pick up on the sub cues of the sense motive, the DC a lot higher than that.
Yeah,
but Sondra, give me a sense motive. Yours is really high. You might be able to pick up on some body language.
Is he a fey creature? No. Okay. So that is only 21.
Okay.
He probably still has the habits of a human, at least as far as physicality, though.
Mm-hmm. He's basically a human wizard stuck in a scarecrow construct.
Yeah, like I get a bonus against Fey, and Anubis, I get a bonus if I'm alone with him.
Anubis is basically your warlock from that fifth ed game we did.
Yeah.
But so instead of Vladros, I'll say Sonder picked up on the on that when he got asked that line of question. It's kind of hard to tell because he's a construct and just the mannerisms aren't super keen and the language barrier, but you feel like he might have jerked a little at the willing creature's question.
Indeed.
Somebody else have a question? I forgot.
Is there food here?
Ah, that's the one. Is there any tea?
Oh, an endless supply of dried meats and dried vegetables and dried different flavors of jars of tea over there. You'll notice they do refill themselves at a time.
Oh, we do love our arcane miracles.
And you no longer require sustenance, is that correct?
No. My plan was to move this home where I felt the need to go and study, and I could make extra money as a small inn here and there.
Find more willing subjects.
No, at that point I was hoping that all this testing would be done and I would no longer need to worry about the end of my days.
But that's not how it went, right?
It worked for me. Unfortunately, it cut the life force away from my familiar and it perished while I was locked in that other room.
I am truly sorry about your monkey.
I suppose it tracks, though. I mean, your life force was snuffed out and your life force is connected to the familiar. How old was the familiar even then? Like, how old were you? And never mind. It's simple, basic arcane conjecture, I suppose, at this point. But, what exactly is your goals from here? Are you going to maintain a presence here on the Fey Realms?
Up until, just a few minutes ago, I believed myself trapped here forever. But luckily, some adventurers came in. Non-Fey, which is strange, but it is good to see an assortment of mortals. You are from the material plane, I'm assuming.
Oh, indeed.
And what worlds on the material plane do you hail from?
What is our world
today? Darnum.
Madeir's the name of the planet.
Madeir, it's a sort of a dead dragon that had a planet formed around it, as I understand.
Yes. That was one place I wished to visit.
Though apparently that is some sort of secret. You know, I probably should stop answering questions. Would someone else like to speak for the group? I'm probably going to get us in trouble if I keep doing this.
Maybe a secret on your world, but to the other worlds, that is well known.
I have another question about if we can circle back to the moving of the house.
Yes.
Thing.
I wouldn't want to be here forever. It's a simple enchantment I've placed on the front of the door there. This place folds up quite nicely in its own extra-dimensional space.
Ah, so it isn't like you close the door and open it somewhere else. You actually have to pack the house and move it.
Pack the door from the sound of it.
Yeah, well, it's easy enough to say the phrase, have this whole house here fold up to the size of a large grapefruit, I imagine, and then teleport where you'd like to go next and place down roots.
I snapped the crow's arrow's neck.
My house!
You wouldn't steal the house.
I mean, would I? That's
that you sounds... normally stand outside when you touch the door.
Well, if you if you'd like to be out outside, it won't work if anything alive is inside.
Huh. That's what I was getting at.
I mean, that answers my question. I was honestly kind of hoping to catch a ride if the house just moved, but.
Short-cutting our way out of this mission definitely would be nice.
So it's not a house on legs.
But it is a moving something.
So what world from the material plane do you hail from?
It's a planet called Arceus.
Huh. Never heard of it. In fact, I've never heard of any other inhabited planet. In fact, my limited view of the multiverse is obscenely upsetting.
Well, if you're in the Fey realms, I'm sure your eyes have opened substantially since then. What brings such adventurers to the Fey realms?
Boat explosion.
Happenstance.
A boat we were on exploded.
I tried to kill everyone. These are lovely books you have.
He keeps giving you a wary glance, like maybe he's Fae touched and is here to fuck with me like the other ones were.
It was for the greater good.
Oh no. Correction, it was for my own obsessive ambition. Damn. I was hoping that wasn't true.
You can't lie right now, which is fun.
Stop asking me questions, please. It's just going to upset you and me.
I didn't ask you anything. You completely volunteered that information.
Damn, he's right.
Orion, does the carpet match the drapes?
No, this is all dye. My hair isn't black, it's blonde.
And these are hardwood floors.
It's all Mr. Clean down there.
The only thing that I can think that we may need to ask is, could we catch a night's rest and not in the coldness?
Sure, it's the least I could do for travelers, and in fact, if I was planning to leave, I'd be willing to give you all passage with me for the assistance. I owe you a great debt.
I test something. I'm going to try and say I would love to do that and ignore the duty I have been given. So I open my mouth and I say,
the duty you were given was to take the Karatnikus to your world.
Right.
And release him. If this gets you there.
But that doesn't get us any closer to fixing Zander's father.
You would be leaving the boat and everything else behind.
Right.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, easy go.
Okay. Then instead,
that's why Sandra doesn't fucking trust you.
Then instead, I say, I'd love to do that, but that woman over there would likely strangle me in my sleep if I did.
Slit your throat.
Unless,
bathe in your blood.
I'm not translating any of that for her.
Unless we can catch a ride to. What was his name?
Yeah, can we see the mountain from here still? Or the direction it was in?
Yeah. It's massive. You just can't see the top of it because it goes through the clouds.
I'll go to the door and like sort of push the scarecrow along and open it up and say, what we need to do is get to up there.
And
I mean, I could get us close.
As far as I can see. Are you going to see the time dragon?
That's what's
Yes, who we are here to see.
Dangerous paths that way.
Well, we are dangerous people.
I don't see any steeds of flight. You planning to walk it?
Oh, we have that, but we were hoping we could
have our ways. Shut up, Dorian.
All right.
So you are prepared for the battles at flight then?
We feel we will be adequate.
No.
The what now?
Yes, the from the ground, walking up the mountain is a physical challenge. There was still monsters and creatures that would guard the path, but to try to fly there or teleport through that cloud would be, oh, near impossible. The creatures...
How would you do it?
I wouldn't. My time here, I came as close as I did for the... I was at the edge of one of the Wild Hunts areas. They had a lot of brave souls who were interested in my eternal life studies. And I was...
Ixnay on that one.
So I set up shop here, far enough away to keep the Earl King and his people off my back, but close enough for their braver souls to come visit. And far enough away from the large mountain to stay away from the creatures that lurk there that are far beyond even my power.
You seem to have some insight as to what we may face, because we have no option. Unless, of course, you can cure... what was it, Sonda, that your father is suffering from?
We don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, that.
It seems like this guy's cure would be to transfer his soul into something else, which I don't think that's a not the solution.
We'll save that for the last option.
Yes, I can't offer you much except for advice as to slow and steady wins the race.
But what about knowledge? Like, you seem to know what is up there. Perhaps you can give us some insight as to what kind of creatures and monsters and abilities and weaknesses they may have.
There is only one creature that you should be absolutely terrified of if you come across it. It's the Dark Rider.
That sounds ominous.
Yeah, I feel like we're absolutely guaranteed to come across it at this point.
You are, because the Game Master did artwork for it that he would like to show eventually. But yeah, he will tell you that they are not a unique. They are rare, but not unique. What makes this one powerful is that it is captured. Escarite. Say, you can give me a knowledge nature check to see if y'all know anything about it.
Did you say nature?
I think it's nature. Yeah.
I'll put my dice 13, back down.
19.
17.
Kevin should have. What do you got?
So I'll just watch him do math.
In the music, Joker. Put in the music.
It is ponderous, isn't it?
Mid-30s about where we're topping out here. So
17 plus 13 is 30.
All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Kevin, you definitely know these. The first thing that he mentioned was the Cold Rider. I'm sorry, I might have said Dark Rider by mistake.
You did.
But I'll go ahead and say that you are somewhat familiar with these. The Cold Rider is a strange type of fae, where they tend to prefer the company of undead to any other living creatures. They have territories, and they're a mounted combat solo. Whatever, they either will summon a steed, or they will basically capture and subvert something into their mounted steed. Oh. But they are fae. They're not undead, even though they appear to be undead.
They're white walkers.
Basically.
I just want to start a joust against your face while you're standing there. Yeah. Got it.
The Escarite.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a great plan.
Is a large moth. But it's a fae.
Mothra?
Yeah, nobody's sure where they come from, but they show up from time to time. I personally believe that it takes two tiny, like this tall Asian women to sing a song in unison for this thing to show up. But no, they're terrifying things that subvert and destroy life, which is why maybe this Cold Rider chased one down and subverted it into its mount. So this is a Cold Rider who has a flying monster mount
that has
territorial the area.
That's everybody's ride checks.
I cast giant candle.
Look. What? I have a two in my ride check. So
that'll get his attention, Kevin.
For some reason, I was picturing Mothman, and then you were like, his mount. And so I'm just seeing the Monarch being ridden by Brock Sampson, who's also undead.
I just realized this is a great place to pay tribute to Norm MacDonald and spend the next 15 minutes doing the moth joke from Conan O'Brien.
just put the clip in.
We'll see you in 15 minutes, everybody. I'm not going to play that. But you should go look up Norm MacDonald's moth joke. It's fucking hilarious. It's so good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Real good.
For Norm MacDonald, I think it's his best work. Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
I think his future stuff might be better.
No.
You don't know.
What? Maybe. Did Johnny tell me something?
Mute yourself.
Yeah, I think Norm would have loved that joke. Eat it.
He would have. It's my lucky stabbing hat.
I'm going to miss him. I liked him.
Mahogany, did you mention beating up Norm MacDonald the week before he died?
No.
Okay, so yeah, curse is broken.
I thought she did.
I didn't have any reason to dislike him.
Would you like just talk about beating up Henry Kissinger every week?
My focus is on what's his fucking face.
Turtle Man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Moving on, he tells you about the terror that rules the sky.
Darkwing Duck?
Yes.
The terror that rules the night.
No, that's the terror that flaps in the night. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, let's get dangerous.
I do love a good horrifying story of our imminent demise, so let's have supper and rest. Is there any chance we could purchase this place off you without killing you?
Why would you say
Dorian,
so?
Hi, Dorian.
What? It would be incredibly useful.
We are not going to kill you.
Yeah.
Dorian is just, he rides the border of Evil.
That is,
yes.
That is only vaguely true.
It's nice to be confronted with someone touched by the Fae who was straightforward with their honesty.
Yeah, it's super great.
But no, I don't intend on selling this. As I said, this was to be my home for my travels. I created it. I'd be happy to. I'm afraid that the sad part of this transference is that my powers are now very limited.
I pull out my weapon.
I've inscribed a few scrolls and things to help me along my way, but
perhaps I could scribe a few for you in return for maybe some knowledge.
How would you like, I lean over, to come to our world and perhaps work with us?
Well, I did want to see where Medea's planet, what became of that planet.
Well, I assume.
And I'm assuming the Dark Lady has not risen yet, so probably still safe to go there.
Oh, it's
absolutely.
Shut up, Dorian.
Shut up, Dorian.
The only thing
he catches you all yelling at Dorian to shut up and goes, please explain.
The only thing that you may have an issue with is in our city, of their city of Yarmouth, there is the order, the protector. They might take issue with your lack of humanity, lack of apparent humanity.
I choose not to translate that.
I think I mean, there's plenty of other places. I mean, the dwarves would probably
welcome
him.
I've studied on Madeira a lot. There was a wizard's council there at one point that I thought would be fun to go see.
Oh, yes, in Lith.
They're planning to overthrow the world, so that's probably a place to start.
Where did you get that from?
I'm just kidding.
You're just making shit up.
Oh, wait, no. That's this whole game.
That's this whole game. That's what we do. It's Wednesday.
That's what wizards do, isn't it? If there's too many of them that get together,
actually,
they start plotting.
This is something I can honestly tell them. Well, I actually have an in with the Council of Lith, if that's what you're talking about.
I am indeed. Their city, last I read, was on the verge of being completely designed and maintained with the power of constructs, which you can understand why my own research would lead me to want to go visit there.
And they could certainly probably help you restore your power. I mean, if it takes more than one wizard to wrap their head around it.
Mm.
It depends. Since you are construct, then maybe they would try to press you into service.
I choose not to translate.
Do you not understand your friend? What does he say?
Oh,
I'm picking up bits and pieces. It's been so long since I've studied Carmen.
The accent's real thick.
He's saying stuff that I don't want to translate. Damn it!
You seem learned. He looks over at Nim. Tell me more of this.
He's not telling you anything you haven't already considered, especially an intelligent person like you to go to a place, a wizard, a very wizard-centric or magic-centric city where there are probably other constructs of intelligence of one level or another. They would see you as probably a useful tool, but you're obviously much wiser and more intelligent. I'm sure you've already thought of that.
Yes.
Would weigh the risk versus the reward. But I'm sure Mr. Dorian would know probably the wizards that would be more inclined to help you versus use you.
So. Yes, I'm aware of them. I love how we can count on you for a good filibuster. This is true. What our friend here is saying, Mr. Vladrost, is basically that you should guard your mind. It's all you have left. But that's no big secret when you're dealing with other wizards, I imagine.
Hmm.
We should also probably ask him what he knows about the Dark Lady. Oh, yes, he did mention that.
he said, Bliss should be a fun, your Madeira should be a good place to visit, seeing as how the Dark Lady probably hasn't risen yet.
Well, she has.
Hypothetically. My mind is a little bit befuddled since I started. What have I done? I've betrayed everything I've known in order to save us from the predicament we're in, and it still might not work. You know, someone else take over.
Well, I will say this. The Dark Lady, her status, I guess, is currently unknown. She's definitely not all the way asleep, maybe. So any insight that you have into her or her history might be helpful.
You are aware of her, and she has made herself known.
To some. Sort of.
Mm. My studies in this transference of souls dabbled a lot in her past knowledge. It was another one of the reasons I came to the Fey world. She created those soul crystals here millennia ago. Getting the information about them, though, has been somewhat difficult because of their dark purposes.
Would you like to examine some?
I would very much like that. You can see for the first time, like, he's over the sadness of, like, his old studies take the forefront. And he gets his little straw fingers start doing a little twitchies here.
Good. So, do you have your own means to get to our world?
I do indeed.
Well, like you're looking said, for... I've
prepared you're some looking... things for travel before the spell, which was beneficial to me.
Well, then you're looking for an island called Yharnam. I will dig for a map here in one of our bags. Here's where you need to go. When you arrive, let me write a note. I begin drafting a letter to one of my assistants at the tailor shop to put this man up in my room until I return.
put this creature up in my room until I return. Do not alert the authorities. Do not cause trouble.
Okay. Well, then if all I can offer you is a place to stay and fill your bellies, we will part ways tomorrow, and I will see you again in your realm, your island of Yarnums.
Good, good.
We shouldn't forget Saunders' father.
I know.
And...
Well, no, we're splitting ways. He's going to leave. We're going on to the time dragon to get the father sorted out.
Mm-hmm. Cool, okay.
And since it seems that none of my words are being translated,
I translate
I'm going to
that
go
part.
To sleep.
I translate that part.
So there are three rooms with beds in them, but there's plenty of space to make a pallet if you don't have a bed. There is a place in the kitchen where food can be heated and rehydrated even. Some of the meats can be soaked in this liquid that rehydrate them, and then they can be fried on. They still taste as though they've been dehydrated, but you do notice that as you pull the food out of these jars, the jars slowly fill themselves back up with whatever.
I've eaten my share of packaged ramen. Don't worry, I'm not picky.
Candy.
How much for one of these jars of meat that refill constantly?
I'm afraid they don't work outside of the vicinity of this home.
Just Balls fill it
and
up.
Wieners.
Just fill it up while you're sitting here this night. Just pull it out. Pull
it just load up my bag.
Just meat flakes. Chipped beef. Oh God.
But after the after food and drink and whatever, you can bed down or you can stay up and chat with the guy. He's construct now and doesn't require sleep. He kind of retires himself to one of the tables and starts to go through that large tome that you saw earlier.
I think we should still keep watches, though.
Then we'll stay up with him for a while, too. And just, I mean, I know I've got to meditate, but I would, I mean, it's obviously a great wizard to have constructed this home and achieve something, so he would be curious to
give me a diplomacy check to see how that night goes.
Yeah. Charisma's not my strong suit. So that's 11.
Can you use your
and then add your intelligence modifier?
Oh, okay, yeah. Can you use your brains to press the dude?
That's 17 then.
Okay. So you pique some interest in him. There's some stories that go back and forth, and then he learns that you are, in fact, a summoner, a conjurer of sorts.
Conjurer.
And before you go to bed that night, he slides you his wizard's tome. Until my situation is fixed, I'm not able to prepare spells anymore. For your service to me, I will pass this book on to you with its knowledge.
I mean, Nimbus speechless and just, I will keep this safe and I will return it to you as soon as you return to a body that you can use it again.
And hopefully that day will happen for both of us.
Yeah.
I remembered the question that we forgot to answer. What was your name again?
I answered that.
Did you? I said the first.
Yeah, I pulled up this Google Doc for a reason. Theron McSliveri.
Oh, okay. I just didn't register. Okay. Yeah.
You can call me Theo for short.
Theo, the Thumper.
I guess you'll give me some details on what's in that book later.
Yeah, mostly conjuration spells of 5th level and lower. And a few third level spells of abjuration and stuff, but I'll give you a more detailed list of it off the air. But basically, you get summon monster for free as your domain, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll have some other tasty bits in there. But if you decide to go through the book, there might also be more for. He did, however, in that book, there is the knowledge that he used to transfer his soul from his body into a construct.
Yeah.
But that is
Ben would be interested in that, especially being his body's been not well taken care of.
But he did lose all abilities to spellcast from what you're gathering.
Is incomplete research then. Dorian that night knows better than to mess with the wizard from given his sleepless kind of hectic state. Like at nighttime, Dorian just lets whatever madness has taken over him kind of just like go wild. So he sequesters himself into a room, sleeping fitfully and having like just jabbering conversations with himself until morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you do cocaine?
I'm filled with cocaine.
Anyone else?
Sandra also goes to a room on her own because, yeah, she's got a lot to think about. So she's just going to go. She goes to bed early-ish because she can't understand that guy anyway. Mm-hmm. There's no use in sitting around being there. So she's gone to bed.
Amon will do a small ritual to Selpt. And then go to bed. Just kind of a guidance. Give me guidance, lady. It's a Selkat, Selkin,
Selker. You got it right the second time.
A god whose name I don't rightly know.
Dear Slugger.
Hey, you. Thanks for the gifts. Sport.
Hey, you'll do like a give me guidance and then go to bed.
All right. Well, you guys.
Ladies. Champ.
Razmed's just going to walk around with the jar of beef jerky all night, just constantly taking out sticks of beef jerky, gnawing on them, and then go to bed at a normal time.
Okay.
Ledrost is going to couch surf, and every few hours just get up and kind of do a perimeter check. Make sure that the wizard's not doing anything creepy.
Mm-hmm. He is not. He seems to be moping around. At one point, you get up and see that he's left, but you also see that the bones of Mr. Bobo are gone. If you do a little recon, you can see him outside burying his familiar.
Aww.
And making his way back in.
If I do see that, that's going to make Vladros kind of soften a little bit towards him.
Okay.
Say, okay. Maybe he is not Fae.
So, Sander, Dorian, and who else took a room?
I'll take a room. Room. I'll take it.
Noob, give me a perception check.
Okay. Thank God I still got this infused planar. Or bestow planar infusion, it gives me a +3 to my perception, which doesn't matter because I got a 2.
There's a dick sucking ghost in your room.
Yay! Wake up, fellatioed.
No! Dan Aykroyd, stop it! Ah, my pee stream, it's split.
No, so as you go to bed, Dan, you kind of browse around a little bit, but nothing really stands out to you. And you all sleep. Lydros, you do the couch surfing, so you see the burial rites, and the night goes by uneventfully. The next morning.
Night's rest.
You guys are all outside kind of saying your goodbyes, and he's got this map that Dorian's got for him for the city of Yharnam. And you can see he does his hand over the where a doorbell would be on a normal door, and these arcane runes come up. And he starts doing an arcane rune symbol over one, and the ball... The house turns into like a grape-sized wooden ball, but you can still see those arcane symbols, and he kind of points it around in his hand. In one hand, he's got the ball at the arcane symbol pointed straight up, and in the other hand, he's got the map of you've given him of Yharnam, and he starts to etch, and he says some words. Nothing happens. He looks at the map again, and then he goes, maybe it's been a long time since I've nothing happens. How accurate is this map? I don't mean to second guess you, but...
As accurate as modern cartography can tell. I'll grab the map from him and like look over it and like, hold on. Well then, shit. If there's being... Let's try a different one. I'll grab one, say, of Lith that I keep on me, just in case.
Okay.
Let's see. Here is the... There's a tavern I frequent. Tell them Algernon Greycraft sent you. And I'll write a quick note about that. To put you up in a safe room. There you go. Try that one.
Puts in the marks, and a small portal opens, big enough for one person to go through. On the other side, you can see a tavern, or a tap room that you are familiar with. He turns to say, if your map is as current as the one that you gave me, it's very strange that it would not work for Yarnum. Keep that in mind and stay safe in your travels. Thank you. And as soon as he steps through, the portal closes.
Right before he steps through, I dive, cut him off.
You can. Open world game, Kevin.
What? Hit him with your hammer.
Non-lethal damage with the hammer that's this big.
He's gonna go full Gallagher on this dude.
Oh. Yeah, he steps through, leaving you in the chill winds of the Feywild still, and the mountain looming ever closer.
Fuck, it's cold.
We trudge on.
After the portal disappears, I say, we should have asked for coats. Shit.
You could have asked for a lot of stuff.
She didn't. Yeah, well, whatever.
It's fine.
Well, I mean, we have Endure Elements. I mean, right, Sandra? Don't you cast that on all of us, and we're all like...
Yeah, you feel like your travels today will get you into the part where you will need that spell to stay comfortable over a certain given amount of time.
Well, I do have the special sleeves that change your... So I will change my outfit to an all, like, cold weather outfit.
Oh, sleeves and mini garments? I got that, too.
You can change it to mundane clothing, so...
Cold weather gear is pretty mundane. Cold weather gear.
Yeah, cold weather gear is mundane.
Yeah, I'll do that, too.
It's a starter jacket from 1995.
Oh, yes. I will break out my cold weather gear.
Kevin breaks out an actual starter jacket from his backpack. It says the Hornets on it.
I do have an old starter jacket.
I used to have one, too.
No, I still have it.
Mine's a Letterman jacket with Taz on the back. So
I've got a Letterman jacket from high school.
Mine's one of those NASCAR jackets with all the brands all over it. Mine's a M&M's. Sponsor us, M&M's.
And my fantasy's broken. See you next week, everybody.
The Feywild is very 90s for some reason.
It's weirdly 90s.
Fresh.
That's...
I have a question. If anyone mentions the map situation, why did he end up going to Lith instead of Yarnum?
I'm trying not to think about it.
I'm assuming that it has something to do with what's his face and his anti-magic and him being a Feylord and making sure that people can't teleport in from the Fey Realm, I'm guessing.
Or maybe the explosion was so big. I look to my left. Is Yarnum over there?
I know. I mean, Nimbus. I mean, I know that I was able to plane shift to the lighthouse many moons ago, I guess now. But
you plane shifted to the lighthouse was hell, though.
From the Fey World. The Fey Realm.
It's a different one. Plus, the lighthouse is a bit outside of the city proper.
And plane shift, you don't target other than the plane. You show up at a random point on the plane.
Well, that guy had a pretty target.
You just
system.
Show up within 500 points, but
his wasn't the spell plane miles. Shift, obviously. It was something different.
Right, but it's still a similar type of magic, that's all I'm saying.
I will, Dorian will just straight up avoid saying the thing that everyone here is thinking.
Oh, that it's
the
gone?
Dark Ladies in Yarnum.
Yeah, that it's gone.
Huh, but why is this crater where Yarnum used to be? That's weird.
How don't you know? It's in the ocean.
It's a big crater. Now Yarnum is the ocean. All the water filled that crater in.
It's not gone, is it? Is it gone? Did you blow it up?
I didn't blow it up. Don't blame me for every explosion you see. That's going to be a bad habit.
Dory, you're a tailor. Give me a perception check.
Sure. That's not bad. 27.
The bar that you sent him to, you were very familiar with.
Yeah.
The people in there were wearing a style you have never seen before.
He could see that through the portal?
Yeah, because I mentioned you could see the people behind. Anywho, we will move on.
What are we talking about?
We're all strapped with ray guns.
I hope
no! you just sent the scarecrow guy to. They were wearing clothing style you've never seen before.
I'm going to hope that works itself out.
He's stuck in the future.
Differently here.
Yeah. He's stuck in the future now.
It's all starter jackets and Adidas.
You sent him to the actual 90s.
That's what happened with our sleeves of many garments. It just pulls from the fashion sense around time. No.
Oh, man.
All right. Most of the day's trek
is
spent avoiding dark thoughts. Why that spell didn't work. What does that clothing mean? You've got a small tickle in the back of your head, Sonder, that the scarecrow wasn't 100% honest about everything. Mm-hmm. But not enough to really voice that opinion. It's just a small nagging tickle.
Lucky bastard.
And these occupy most of your thoughts until you make your way to your first kind of obstacle of this world. A large river flows up the mountain, defying gravity, through a canyon nearly 100 feet wide, and a small 10-foot wide bridge ropes the two together. And we'll figure that out next episode.
What? Reverse water slide.
I was like, can't we just ride the river up the mountain?
I was going to say, yeah.
Go certainly try.
Let's just
get a boat. We need a boat.
You've got a whole week to figure out what you're going to do with this obstacle.
Maybe a whole week. We have 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Role play session, though.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm going to be honest, roleplay has never been my comfort zone, but I'm trying to
Yeah, really? Because you do. I mean, you've made some really, really good roleplay sessions.
I'm forcing myself for the audience.
I'm trying not to talk over people. That's my problem with roleplay. Like, I'm like, oh, hey, Mr. Carter.
F for follow through. Oh, I know. No. No, that was, I was excited about that.
The Arnhem's gone.
We're past the point of no return with that dude. There was a lot more you could have gleaned from him and figured out, but I didn't want to be that dude that pushed it on you. So, we'll open the next episode.
No, be
up
the
with some
video game
things.
NPC. Push it all on us.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. This is one of those where, like, maybe one day other people will want to play in this world because we're writing that book, and then their game groups could figure out the stuff that our crew was too dumb to find.
No way.
I definitely missed something. Yeah.
I was just trying to deposit him in a place where I could get to him later. Jesus.
Oh, it was before that in his house. There was lots of little stuff you could look for.
Toker, did I get cursed?
No.
Okay, good. I missed out on something cool, though.
Yeah, a little bit. None of you got cursed.
I'm already cursed.
I will say this because there's no going back on this and it won't spoil anything. That dude did lie to those people to get them to get their souls transferred.
I figured.
Yeah. I figured. I mean, that was obvious.
Yeah. That's pretty obvious. But since he already got his way into the body that he was trying to be in, I figured he wasn't going to try it on us. So
he didn't try it on you because you rescued him. But you did send him to a place full of possible new test subjects.
Yeah, but it's Lith. Who gives a shit?
Or is it?
I could have done a sense motive.
I think Nim just finds him strangely satisfaction in obtaining that spell book. He's a little concerned about that.
Well, I mean, yeah, he did pony up a huge spell book. That's all. Those things are valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always like. I mean, I'm a wizard. Covet spells. Knowledge.
There's only the only thing that I wanted from him that I just didn't think that the only thing that I want that Sonder wants, I don't think she can get from that guy. Those are potions. don't think he had potions for sale.
No, I didn't mean like he had stuff to sell y'all or actually yeah. it was information you could have gotten from him if the right questions had been asked.
Well, I didn't want to like barge in front of anybody else's role blazing.
That's fine. The fact that you don't know some of this stuff tickles the shit out of me because that just means, you know, you'll make mistakes because you didn't read that book.
The book.
I don't read books and role-playing games, and that tends to fuck me over later on in the levels each time.
Oh,
yeah. I always collect, I have all the books, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this?
The Lusty Argonian Maid, Volume 4. There's
nothing.
I loved stacking bookshelves once you could get a place in Skyrim. I would just load those bookshelves up.
Oh, is that an empty bookshelf? Guess I'll go rob a bunch of books until my bookshelf is full, and I won't read any of them.
It's for aesthetic purposes.
No, I mean, you put 1,000 books in the game and 3 of them have something interesting in them.
Oh, no, I only put the books that gave me skill points on shelves. All the other crappy books.
I tried to collect them all one time and I had that, what was it, The Legend of the Dragon, the Dragonborn DL, not, it's a mod.
Yeah.
That had like a museum for everything in the game.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
That was awesome.
No, but that's cool.
Okay, so like I'm about to wet myself. Are we drawing this episode to a close?
We are. About Skyrim does it for you.
Thanks for listening. Check the dice box below for links. Be prepared for cartoons to come, noob show to come, our new Wednesday one-shots, whatever we're going to call it, will be starting eventually. We're busy people, and it's the holidays, and happy Thanksgiving. I guess.
Yeah.
Gobble gobble, everyone.
Yeah, gobble gobble,
motherfucker. Gobble
me, swallow me.
Enjoy your awkward. Enjoy your meeting, your meal with your awkward families.